This is Omel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Omel Radio News update at 8. I'm Sewa Gba. Good morning. President-elect George Weah and Vice President-elect Joao Otelo will today, January 22, be inaugurated as President and Vice President, respectively, in a ceremony at the Samuel Kayondo Sports Complex in Pinzel. President Muhammadu Buhari is among African leaders who have indicated interest to attend today's inauguration. The chief protocol of Liberia, Jarvis Witherspoon, stated this at a media briefing in Monrovia on Thursday. Witherspoon said all the current and past leaders from around the world are expected to grace the occasion. Mr. Witherspoon said countries that have already confirmed that their presidents would be coming are Ghana, Togo, Guinea, Sierra Leone, Cote d'Ivoire, Cape Verde, South Africa, Gabon, Nigeria, and Guinea-Bissau. The Prime Minister of Senegal will represent his country. The United States of America will have a congressional committee, and also a special envoy of the President of the United States of America will be in attendance. There will also be a special envoy from France and Egypt. The chief protocol also mentioned that representatives are expected from the European Union Parliament and several other international groups, including World Football Governing Body, FIFA. The Independent National Human Rights Commission of Liberia has renewed its call on the incoming government to endeavor to uphold the political and civil rights of the people. The acting chairperson of the commission noted that respect for human rights provides an opportunity for democracy to flourish in any society. Attorney Bartolomeo Cole is encouraging the George Weah administration to cultivate a culture of the promotion of human dignity. Speaking recently in Monrovia, Attorney Cole pointed out that this can be achieved by prioritizing educational programs in the country.
Education must not be accommodating as a colonial, neo-colonial imperialist tool, but liberating and radically transforming peoples and societies. This is the type of education West Africa urgently needs. Education is a right, thus human rights, and therefore cannot and must never be made privileged for the few elite or select, and used as a tool for the oppression of the majority and marginalized of the society. Education is a true and only weapon for liberation.
The chairperson of the Independent National Human Rights Commission of Liberia, Attorney Bartolomeo Cole. UN Women and the Women Legislative Caucus of Liberia have signed an agreement to support the Secretariat of the Women Legislative Caucus of Liberia. During the event, UN Women Country Representative Mary Gorita Nazigama praised Liberia for the first female president in 2005 and the first female vice president in 2017. She described it as a groundbreaking development not only for Liberia but the whole of Africa. The UN Women Country Representative promised her organization's commitment to the growth and development of Liberia, especially in politics. The chairperson of the Women Legislative Caucus and now Vice President-elect, Madam Joao Otelo, stressed the need for more in the empowerment of women. The news is coming to you from Omel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. United Nations sources say at least 6 people have been killed in widespread protests in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Protesters are demanding the President Joseph Kabila, whose expected term of office expired more than a year ago, should step down. Police have used tear gas to disperse protesters in Kinshasa, where UN peacekeepers have been deployed. Similar demonstrations 3 weeks ago led to a number of deaths. A spokesman for the UN mission to the country said about 50 people were injured in Sunday's clashes and that dozens had been arrested. Jean-Baptiste Assondi, a former minister, told AFP he had witnessed the death of a 16-year-old girl outside a church in the Kitambo area of the capital. And hundreds of thousands of federal workers will be unable to report for work on Monday as the U.S. Senate struggles to end a government shutdown. The shutdown began at midnight on Friday when lawmakers failed to agree on an extension to federal funding. Efforts to reach a compromise ahead of the working week failed late on Sunday. A vote to end the shutdown was postponed until midday on Monday, meaning many federal government offices will remain closed. The Senate held a rare session throughout the weekend in an attempt to reach an agreement ahead of the working week. But there was little sign of compromise as Democratic and Republican senators blamed each other. That's the On Mill Radio News, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations in Liberia. For more news and information on On Mill, you can log on to www.onmill.unmissions.org, facebook.com/onmill2003 or twitter/onmillnews. I'm Siwa Gba. Good morning.